glad you're with us here. Excuse me, pardon me, on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, it's your program here on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Escher along with Debbie Georgiani. Not sure why my voice is a little froggy today, but it is. But I'm going to get through this show, Debbie, and I really want to. It's a very one of our very important shows that we've been doing for a long time.
It is. At the beginning of the month, and we had a little bit of a late start because of the holiday, we always dedicate it to prayer, and we focus on prayer. So the beginning of the month is always whom or what are you praying for? And then midway towards the end of the month is our urgent prayer requests, when we're trying to really get God's attention very quickly. So this is whom or what are you praying for July. This is our prayer show. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We do expect your call because we are prayer warriors. We've got the Take Two family going round the clock 24 hours a day with adoration, mass, rosaries, you name it. We are storming heaven with all of our prayer intentions. So if you have things you want to that are really deep and you want to pray for, please, if you allow us, we want to pray with you. So all you have to do is call this number. If you can give us the first name of the person that you are praying for, you please do so. I have the prayer book. If you feel like you want to protect their privacy, that's fine. God knows who they are, but we just like to pray as specific as we possibly can. We're very strong prayer warriors, and we've seen, Jerry, we've seen miracles. So if you have a praise report, call that in as well today. Here is the number. Ready? 833-288-3986. Okay, go and call now.
Yeah, the earlier you call in, the more likely you're going to get on the air, because pretty much every day the lines are full, but definitely on our whom or what are you praying for show. Lines get full really fast. So, there they go right there. Phones are starting to ring, but still a few are left open. You'll get right through if you call right now, 833-288-3986. We are taking your prayer intentions, whatever they may be. They could be personal. It could be for somebody else. It could be for a group of people. It could be for an event that's coming up. It could be for an illness of somebody. Maybe someone who has passed away and you want to remember them in your prayers. It's really up to you. Whatever the prayer burden that is on your heart, you can call in and share with the entire Take Two family around the world. And we do have people all over this globe praying with you and for you. So here's that phone number, 833-288-3986.
Okay, I have the prayer book out. We have a couple open phone lines. We need you to call in quickly and share your prayer requests, intentions. I have five prayer intentions and two specific requests that I added to the book. God knows what they are, so that's important. Jerry, do you have anything you want me to put in the book?
I do, yeah. I have a nephew. I'm not going to say his name. I have a lot of nephews and nieces, mm-hmm. but one who was, raised in the faith, baptized, confirmed, was a very solid Catholic, practicing Catholic, and now he just says he doesn't believe anything. You know, doesn't believe God or anything about the church or anything. So please keep him in your prayers. And then there's a young man who's he's the son of one of our catechists here mm-hmm. at the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach. And his name is Brandon, and he is dealing with some cancer, being treated for that right now. So if folks would remember Brandon and his entire family, that would be a great blessing.
Okay, so we've got them in the book, and now we're going to add you in just a moment, our dear Take Two family. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you believe in the power of prayer, then this is the show to call into right now today, because we love and we value and we feel it's such a privilege and an honor to storm heaven together as the body of Christ. 833-288-3986.
Okay, let's go to Catherine. She's already ready. Matt Gubinski. Oh, Catherine just dropped off. I went over to Catherine, and she just dropped off the line. Catherine, if you're listening, please call back. You were about 0.23 seconds away from being first up on the program today. So please try and call back in. The lines are busy again. But there are other ways you can get your prayer intentions to us as well. And then one of those is you can email take2@ewtn.com. You can post on the show website, take2show.com. A lot of people get together and chat on the video streams on Facebook and YouTube. And you can text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response, then text us your first name and your brief prayer intention. Message and data rates may apply depending on your cell phone plan. Okay.
Okay, so we will go to Julie, and Julie is in Gillette, Wyoming on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Julie. Welcome to our prayer show.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I just asked for prayers for my husband, Scott, to return to the faith.
You got it. Let me put Scott in the book. I'm also putting you in the book, Julie, and any of your other prayer intentions as well. We believe in the power of prayer, Julie, so let us know when Scott starts to make that turn towards God, okay?
I absolutely will. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Yeah, this is how it works, dear friends. You have a prayer intention. You let it be known to the entire Take-Two family around the world, and they will start praying. In fact, we know people are praying around the clock all the time. We have, a tab on our show website, take2show.com, which is always open. You can submit your prayer intentions there, mm-hmm. and either Debbie or I or our producer, Charles Beery, will get back to you and assure you that we are praying with you and for you.
Okay, so one thing I wanted to share, please, if you're brand new to Take Two and you want to call in, here's the cool part of this show, because people ask me this all the time. Well, how does it work if you call in? What happens to me? You're going to speak to Matt Gubinsky. He's wonderful to talk to. He's going to put you on hold. You get to listen live, okay? We will greet you. We'll bring you on air with us, and you just come right in to the conversation and share with the Take Two family what you want us to pray for. We are beggars, prayer beggars. We are going for it, guys. We believe that we serve a very big God, and we are, when we say we're storming heaven, we really are. Right, Jerry?
That is correct, and heaven is up to the task. The saints are on the job interceding for you and your intentions. The Holy Spirit is very active and powerful. In fact, as Debbie pointed out earlier in the broadcast, we would love to hear answered prayers, praise reports, we call them, because we know that God is still in the miracle business. We just have to think bigger and go bigger with God. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Always go big and bold with God. It's up to him how he answers our prayers, but, you know, he's the biggest God because he's the only God. And so we can get our prayers answered in huge and mighty ways. So we're going to get more of your prayer intentions on the air momentarily here. We've got Heather and Lori and others. Matt is screening. 833-288-3986. It's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. Once a month we do this. The other time is our God, I Need You Now urgent prayer intention. So please, what can we pray for with you?
This is Whom or What Are You Praying For today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please call in, and if you'd like us to pray for you with you together as the body of Christ, let's do it, and let's show up big in prayer. Prayer works. It's very powerful. 833-288-3986. And Lori is going to be up next. But before we get to Lori, hang on just a little bit, because I have to share this, because this is so interesting. Jerry, when I put this actually in my final arrangements, I believe, and I have all my final arrangements, the music I want, the casket I want, everything. And I have all this arrangements, and one of the things has to do with ladybugs. And I find this so interesting that this is one of the featured items for today. So EWTN Religious Catalog has an adorable ladybug tea towel that is sure to add charm to your kitchen and bring a smile to the face of whomever receives it. I so agree. I think ladybugs, the whole story behind it is so cool. Mm-hmm. This decorative white flower sack tea towel features a fun ladybug design and the many traditional, cultural, and historical names for the humble little creature in a variety of fun fonts. Flower sack towels are super absorbent. They're just great for the dishes and things like that in the kitchen. You'll love them. It really adds to every decor. Towels are made of 100% cotton, machine washable. I love that. They're bleed resistant and printed in the USA. And guess what, Jerry? They're available right now at EWTNRC.com. And free standard shipping, online orders of $75 or more, standard shipping for the continental U.S. only. So all you have to do is use code FREE at checkout. And Jerry, I'm just going to say it. Christmas is right around the corner. People are starting to get ready to shop. I say these ladybug towels will be a great addition. We were going to go to the phones in back to the phones to Lori, and she just dropped off. I just noticed that as I was sharing with our Take Two family. So Lori, please call back. Here's the number, 833-288-3986.
All right, then we're going to go to Margie in Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Margie.
Hello, Jerry and Debbie. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for prayers for my son. He's 37. He was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, which is blood cancer. And I'd like for the listeners to pray for him because he is in a fight for his life. And I'm asking for prayers for a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we will join you in praying for that miracle. Go ahead, Deb.
And Carlo, you want to go to Blessed Carlo Acutis, who had leukemia.
Yeah.
Margie, you want to go to Carlo? I don't know if you know anything about his story, but he, from what I understand, over from the reports in Italy, there's miracles happening like all over the place. They're not confirmed miracles. These are private. You know, people are sharing their stories. I would go to Blessed Carlo Acutis, Jerry.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is your son, Margie, is he a man of faith? Is he bringing God into this situation?
Yes, he is. He's okay. He's Catholic. He has good. All his sacraments. He is very much steeped in his faith, and it's very interesting to see how this whole disease and his diagnosis has brought him to a place of peace. And also of understanding, and he's helping me understand his journey. He's at peace, and I think that it's just through the prayers, because I have been praying the rosary. I've been praying doing different novenas for him. I'm praying to St. Peregrine. I'm praying to. I also recently learned about Carlo Acutis, so okay. I downloaded his prayer, and I'm going to start praying to him as well. And he's at peace. And he's 37. He was never sick a day in his life before. This was a sudden diagnosis, May of 2023 last year. All of a sudden, he just got sick, and one thing led to another, and before you know it, he was diagnosed with AML.
Mm.
Yeah, well, Margie, I'm so blessed. I know, Debbie, is the way you gave that explanation of your son, how he is at peace and how going through this is really kind of helping to focus on God and on his faith and so forth. God gives the grace in the measure that we need the grace at different times in our lives. And this is definitely a challenging trial and uphill battle. And God is obviously pouring out the grace needed for your son to deal with this in a very, very, I'd say, a beautiful way. And the way that it's helping you understand his situation as well, I think is a grace from God that you are receiving, Margie. So lots to be thankful for, but a lot to pray for as well.
Yes, I do agree with you, Jerry, very much so. It's been quite a journey, and I can tell you I have had moments where I've had low moments, and I've had very, very peaceful moments.
Yeah, that's understandable.
You know, during these times when you have somebody going through this that's so serious, and they are deep in their faith, and it... all of heaven is responding in many ways through the medical staff, the professionals around your son, everyone, even the conversations we're having right now, Margie. It's so interesting to me how the veil gets very, very thin when things like this happen. So that's why it's a perfect time for us to really come together as the body of Christ and petition God and storm heaven for your son. I didn't catch it. I clipped out a bit. Did you want to share your son's first name or no?
Absolutely. His name is Brian.
Brian. With a Y or an I?
An I.
Okay. Got him in the book. Got you in the book. Got his team of doctors, I'm sure, in the book, and everyone else. Margie, please keep us posted on your son's development, okay?
Well, I will very much call back, and I will keep you posted on all of this situation, God's will shall be revealed. Mm-hmm.
We'll pray that it's a great news call when you call, Margie. Thank you so much. We are going to stay actually in Virginia. Heather is next, listening on Sirius XM 130. Heather, thank you for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We've got to get to Heather if we can here. There we go. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the program. What are we praying for today?
Hi.
Thank you. We're praying for a little boy named Langdon, and I wanted to call just to share a miraculous story with you and the callers, because too often we don't hear about everyday miracles anymore. So if you'll allow me, there's a little boy here in Williamsburg, Virginia, named Langdon. He's currently 9 years old. He was born with a rare disease, which, of course, I can't pronounce, but it affects his liver and kidneys. And this little boy has been on the transplant list since he was little. His family always knew he would need these transplants to continue to live. Long story short, in October, his great-grandmother and I, who are friends, found out about a Poor Clare nun in the area who had a first-class relic of Padre Pio's. And we brought Langdon to visit with her, and she placed the relic on him. And we originally were praying for a miraculous recovery so he wouldn't have to go through any transplants. But that was in October. By January, all of a sudden, all these people started coming forward to be tested. And lo and behold, by February, March, there were two matches. Two different adults were perfect matches, one for the liver and one for the kidney. And not only were these two people from Virginia who knew the family, they were his teachers who came forward. So two teachers from his school happened to be perfect matches. And so this was the first double transplant. It was in May, done at UVA. Very successful. Everybody's doing great. The organs were accepted by Langdon's body. The two teachers are recovering well. Langdon was released last week to go home. And I think the really cool thing to share is that when these transplant doctors went to recover the organs from the two women, the teachers, they made the comment to the family that they have never seen such pristine organs. So this is coming from a team of doctors where this is all they do. So this little boy received these pristine organs from two different women, and, you know, his body has accepted them, and he's doing great. So I just wanted to talk about the power of prayer, the power of community, the power of reaching out to the saints for our intentions, and, you know, our friend group, the family of Langdon, we've been praying, the poor St. Clairs have been praying the novena to Padre Pio since October daily. And, you know, just what a beautiful effect prayer can have.
So, Heather, I have to tell you, it doesn't surprise me that Padre Pio helped in such a strong, perfect way for Langdon. Doesn't surprise me. I've actually heard many stories similar, this was very precise and a big miracle that you guys were asking for, and it happened. But Padre Pio, when he shows up in a very strong way. Now, here's the cool part about it, Heather. You had all of that community come around Langdon. All of this is happening. Langdon's doing well. Padre Pio was involved. That first class relic, the sisters were involved. I mean, it's beautiful. One thing I just want everyone to realize is that when Padre Pio steps in, he steps in for the long term. He just doesn't step in and walk away. He takes on the families, the friends, everybody who has, you know, made friends with him. And I think that is so wonderful. So if you could pass that on to the group that is praying, that Padre Pio is there for them as well. And this is huge. And he is a great saint with advanced spirituality that he always had. He was talking to Jesus and Mary and his guardian angel at a young age of 4 and 5 years old. So you're talking to a very powerhouse of a saint. And Heather, please let Langdon know we are praising God with all of you and the exciting developments for this young boy. And I'll tell you, this is just, you're right. It's a testament to the power of prayer. It builds confidence in God, and we needed to hear that today, Heather. Anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks for taking the time. We love to hear when God is moving big time, and that is just a very great example of that right there. 833-288-3986. It's our monthly Whom or What Are You Praying For program on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We're going to go to the gorgeous state of Idaho. Phil is listening on EWTN.com. Phil, thanks for waiting, and let us know how we can pray with you today.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Oh, hi.
Sure. Go right ahead. What's your prayer intention, Phil?
Well, I wanted to give glory to God for turning around the Roe versus Wade. I've been to the Walk of Life many times in San Francisco, the West Coast Walk for Life. I think it's a great thing. And it was always amazing. Angels would come out of everywhere, you know, on the side streets, everything. That'd be wall-to-wall people all the way down Market Street. So I want to give glory to God for that. And I had a prayer request for my wife, who is suffering from, I think, clinical depression, and it manifests in alcoholism. And I wanted to say thank you to you all there for doing great works as prayer warriors.
Oh, thanks,
Phil. Thank you, Phil. Yeah.
Can you share, is your wife getting some professional help to get over this, especially not to be leaning on alcohol? Because that only makes things worse, Phil, as you know.
Yes, I do know. she is. I'm not really sure the background, because we moved recently, and the background of the actual medical psychologist or psychiatrist. But I'm hoping it's a person of faith. And my wife's a person of faith, so am I. But it's been keeping her from going to church and stuff. She's like, oh, I don't, you know.
Struggling. Okay. Yeah. So if it's okay with you, sir, what we would like to do, if we can, as a Take Two family, we're going to pray that a team gets around you and your wife, not just one person. You have a support team. Okay. So that she has a lot of people she can lean on, a lot of people she can tap, and people that she can go to for advice and help. So we're going to pray for that. Be looking for that, Phil, because we're going to ask the guardian angels. We're going to ask the saints like Padre Pio to step in and really help. Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You are very welcome. Yeah. Thank you, Phil. The whole Take Two family praying for you. It's interesting that call came in. As I went to bed last night, I was laying in bed, and my back was out. And it's been going out so much lately, as you know, Debbie. And mm-hmm. I've been kind of in the revolving door of my chiropractor's office. And I got to thinking last night, when I shared on the show before, I went through a very horrific depression myself a number of years ago. And I just asked myself the same question last night that I did way back then. I said, would I trade this physical pain for the depression? And I said, absolutely not. You know, I would take the physical pain anytime. And I know that physical pain often can contribute greatly to depression. But depression is very, very serious. And he said his wife, you know, doesn't want to go to church, probably doesn't want to do anything. I remember being in that place. And a lot of our listeners have been in that place as well, Debbie. So let's really pray for Phil's wife and anybody else who's going through anxiety or depression or bipolar or any of those things, because it is very, very serious. God can bring us out of it with, you know, professional help. Some people require medications and so forth. But I just really have a soft spot in my heart for people who are going through depression. Just
I do as well, that. Jerry, because yeah. I've struggled. Yeah. Through the years, and I think a lot of people coming off of the pandemic have as well. They say there's a low-grade depression, you know, throughout the whole entire, like, world, even because of what we've been through. So we do need to support each other. I agree, Jerry, wholeheartedly. So I just wanted to share that we do expect your call. Why? Because we're a family. Okay, so if you want us to pray with you, for you, please dial this number, 833-288-3986. It's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
We're praying together here, kind of like a virtual on-the-air prayer meeting on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. whom or what are you praying for? We will tie things all together with a live prayer on the air at the end of the program. And as always, we'll get to as many of you as we can. At the end of the show, there will still be some of you on the line, or maybe we didn't get to your social media or email comments and prayers, but know that they are all included in everything that we will pray for at the end of the show. Like Pam, who's watching on YouTube today. Hi, Pam. Please pray for a friend slash sister that I just found out. She doesn't understand and believe in the Trinity. She was Mormon, but now Catholic, so I was shocked. So, Pam, we will pray for that. Catherine on Facebook, hello to you, Catherine. Wants prayers for the soul of our nation, absolutely. And Donna for her son's disability claims that they get resolved. So, Donna and Catherine and Pam, we have all of your prayer intentions lifted up as well.
And we'll get back to social media and our website as well. So, keep posting there because Michael's picking up those comments. We'll log everything into the book, don't worry. And then we, at the end of this show, Jerry will start us in the first prayer and we continue, folks. Always remember that. That's how it rolls. Philip is up next in Massachusetts on the EWTN app. Hi, Philip. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Philip.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's your prayer intention?
My prayer intention is the return to the practice of the faith of family members. Mm-hmm. I come from a large family, the eldest of nine. My wife comes from a large family. She's one of the eight in her family. And most of my families do not practice the Catholic faith anymore, even though they were all baptized as children. Mm-hmm. We've been invited to a wedding, my wife and I. My wife's nephew is marrying, but not in the Catholic Church. So we're kind of at a loss as to what to do, but we feel that we probably should give them positive support in this instance. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a couple things here, Philip, and thank you for taking the time to call in, and thank you for your patience waiting on the line. You know, the number one prayer intention that Debbie and I get everywhere we go, and it's been this way for all the years we've been working together in ministry, which is, about 15 years now, is family members who are away from the faith. But you mentioned the key thing, Philip. I was going to ask you. You didn't even need me to ask you because you said all of your family members have been baptized. Debbie and I are strong believers that the grace of the baptism, the sacraments, any other sacraments they might have received, confirmation, the Holy Communions they may have received while they were faithful and going to church, those things are not going to... God will look upon those things. God sees the mark on their soul of baptism, perhaps confirmation, and so they're marked, they're sealed for Christ, sealed in the Holy Spirit. And so you can be sure that our Lord Jesus Christ and the saints and angels, especially Mary and Joseph, are definitely on the lookout for all of your family members. So we're going to pray for all of them, and you storm heaven with prayer, Philip. That's the best and most important thing you can do. And Debbie, I don't know if you had anything to comment on that or the wedding outside of the church, but
I have your whole family in our prayer book, Philip. I just wanted to say, just make sure that you and your wife are, you feel good about your decisions that you make with this relative that is getting married outside the church. You know, obviously we want to keep up the communication in our family so that we do have an opportunity to be an example and a role model and to be able to catechize them and everything. But of course, we don't want to fall into an area where we are condoning certain things that are outside of the Catholic Church. So I would just make sure that you consult your pastor, your priest or your deacon that you go to, or a lay leader that you trust at the church, just to make sure you guys feel comfortable making the decisions going forward for your family. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Philip. All right, we move along here. We got a lot of prayer intentions we're going to get to. The next one coming from Christy, who is in Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Christy, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Christy.
I have a request that everyone pray for my son, who is trying to kick his addiction to drugs. I'm basically praying for a miracle, mm-hmm. that he doesn't you know, suffer too much as withdrawal is so physically challenging, painful.
Right. Christy, how old is your son?
43.
Okay. So he is a mature adult, and this, so has he had this issue for a long time?
Yes, since college.
Okay.
He's 21.
Okay, so then you know this better, you know, than anyone, because you're his mom, right? But he's going to need a really strong professional team around him to kick this in a comprehensive, you know, solid way, so that he doesn't, you know, kind of go up and down, up and down. So I'm sure you guys are doing all that, putting the right plan in place and resources and all sorts of things in view for him. The only thing I would say is sometimes I know that in the work that we do with life coaching, we meet a lot of people who are addicted to something that they want to break that very destructive habit, and they find one outlet, and they put all their marbles, everything in that one place or that one person, and it doesn't work out. And so this person goes on this roller coaster ride. So I just would encourage to make sure you bring in a team around him as well.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. I know he has insurance, but I don't know. You know, I can't make him do anything. He's a grown man.
Right. But we'll pray, because God can do it. God can do it, and the angels and saints can do it. So we'll pray that people come into view, and he has so many options, opportunities, and people around him that he feels that support, and he goes that way. So we'll definitely storm heaven, Christy. We can hear the pain in your heart.
Yeah, and Christy, I want to suggest a saint to you. Debbie, you will know immediately where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. There was a saint who was an opioid addict. His name is Saint Mark. And then, like, a middle name is J.I., and it's Jing Jiang. But just, if you do an internet search, if you have internet, do a search for Saint Mark, the letter J, and drug addict, and you will find him. He was martyred during the Boxer Rebellion in China, and he was a doctor, but he was also an opioid addict. And so he went to daily mass, but at that time he would not receive Holy Communion because of his addiction. And he was very, very, you know, conscientious about that, although we've learned a lot more about addiction and things like that nowadays since back then. But mm-hmm. he is a patron saint, definitely, for those battling with drug addictions and drug problems. He was such a beautiful, heroically charitable man that there were a number of them killed at that time, martyred, and he wanted to be last. He chose to be last so that none of the other ones would have to die alone. And so he is a great saint, Saint Mark. And then just put the letter J and then drug addict, and you will find mm-hmm. a lot of internet stories about this amazing saint.
And that makes me jog my memory, Christy. Also add some fasting for the intention for your son to get a solid plan going forward. Okay, so Christy, some fasting as well, in addition to that great saint that Jerry recommended. Okay.
I'm doing a novena right now. I had another prayer request. My nephew has extreme anxiety. He's not leaving the house. He doesn't want his wife to leave the house. And they're both really suffering. And I just would like prayers for him also.
You got it. Okay, we'll pray, and we put your any other personal intentions you have. We put the whole family and extended family in the book as well, Christy. So we've got you covered. Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Our dear friend Cece emailed us at take2@ewtn.com, and she says, "In humility and with faith, I join the Take Two family to beg for intercessions on behalf of the following: Austin Joseph, her nephew and godson, Tanya P, Joan S. I'm just going to name the names now because there's several of them. Cece, Geneva, and she says, "We have a mighty God, and together we draw upon His promises. Bless you all. Prayers for both of your petitions and all of the Take Two family petitions, and aww, be blessed." That's from our dear friend Cece. So thank you, Cece. All of those intentions are included in our mm-hmm. prayers.
Cece, thank you so much. We also have a virtual prayer wall on our webpage, and it's at taketoshow.com. Taketoshow.com. We pick up all of the prayers there as well. So don't worry about it. You're going to be covered. So go to the website right there. Now, Lori called back. And so she is next because we put the invitation for her to call back. And she did, from Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Hey, Debbie and Jerry.
Hi, Lori.
I absolutely love your show.
Thank you. I can't even
tell you how. And so I'm literally sitting in the parking lot of my church waiting to go into adoration because as I was driving, I heard you and he had to pull over and call you. my intention today is my 28-year-old daughter will be joining the Sisters of Mercy in August. And then in September, she'll be moving from Denver, Colorado to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So I just hope that you can help pray for her discernment and that this is, you know, her calling and that it all works out. And I'm just so thankful she's serving the Lord. Mm.
Yeah, that has to be just a great blessing for you, Lori, the joy that must bring to you. And, you know, this is something we will absolutely, most certainly pray for. What was the reading at Mass, I think yesterday or the day before, was, you know, for God to send laborers into the harvest. And we really need to pray for this. You know, Jesus, in a sense, not in an absolute way, but in a certain sense, you know, Jesus, when he tells us, pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers, he's in a tiny little way, at least, making that increase of vocations to religious life and priesthood and so forth dependent upon our prayers. So it's, Debbie, I know you'd wholeheartedly join me in this and say, we must all be praying for happy, holy, healthy vocations every day.
Absolutely. And if you look at some of the apparitions of Mary, they're not fully approved by the church, but they're floating around on the internet. What is the main message that our Blessed Mother is, she's saying, pray for solid vocations, pray for solid vocations. You hear that over and over again. And so, Lori, you have that with your daughter. We're going to pray. Lori, you're heading into adoration. Please, I know you're going to do this. Please remember the Take Two family intentions, okay?
I will, for sure.
Thank you. And we love you back, Lori.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Go right ahead,
Real quick, join us for Beyond Damascus with Dan Demite and Aaron Richards. It's Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. It's really a wonderful show. It fills a great need on EWTN because young adult Catholics share their stories of life within the church and the blessings that the faith brings to them. And a lot of young Catholic young adults are kind of wandering about aimlessly nowadays. So if they hear Beyond Damascus with Dan Demite and Aaron Richards there, life could be turned around. So tune in, 8 p.m. Eastern, Saturday nights, right here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, we're going to go to Tracy in Rochester, New York, on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Tracy. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hello there.
Hi,
Hello,
Tracy.
Go right ahead.
First, I want to thank you for all your prayers for me.
Great.
Good.
I called you back at the end of the summer or early September and asked for the family to pray for me. I had applied to a teaching job for the first time in about 15 years. I ended up getting that job. And in January, I was put in a fourth grade classroom, and I got hired to stay going forward.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow. We're celebrating.
At 52 years old, all of that happened for me
because
of all of the prayers.
Yeah.
Yeah, never too late. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Beautiful.
I have two prayers to ask for now. My son is still not in the faith. He's 25, and I don't think he gets it, even though we model it for him. So we still love him. He still lives at home with us, and we model it for him every day, and hopefully he'll come back with God's grace. And we want to pray for the Ritter family. Jameson Ritter was a police officer in Cleveland. His family and him are from Rochester. My husband knows his father, and he was on July 4th sadly shot in the line of duty.
Oh, no.
So I don't know where it went on the news, but obviously we had it here because of his roots in Rochester.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Ugh. All right. We've got everyone in the book. Tracy, absolutely. We will be praying. You can count on us for the prayers. And keep us posted, Tracy, on how everything's going with the job and your son and everything. Okay?
We'll do that.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Tracy. Mm. All right. We're going to try to pick up the pace just a bit because we're going to run out of time. Maria in Santa Clarita, California on EWTN.com. Maria, you're up next. Hello,
Hello,
Maria.
Maria. Are you there, Maria? Are you with us? All right. Well, we'll check back with Maria in just a second. In the meantime, let's go to Miami. Lily is listening to us today. If I can get my mouse to move, she's on the EWTN app. Hi, Lily. How can we pray with you today?
Hi. I listen to your show. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to put in prayer for a miracle for my my brother in Christ, Armando Desaez. Mm-hmm. He is a parishioner at our church, very involved, amazing, amazing God-fearing man, always giving back to his community. And he needs prayers right now because he just had a cancerous tumor. I'm not sure what the cancer was called, but it was a cancerous tumor that was removed from his brain a couple of weeks back. He is, of course, devoted to God, and he knows that God has a plan, and a very faithful man. So it's been wonderful to see his faith. He's definitely been a role model with his faith to all of us in our community. But he and his family need a lot of prayers. He starts his treatment either today or tomorrow. The surgery already happened, so now it's just a matter of radiation and possibly chemo, and that is to start today or tomorrow. So I'm praying, asking God for a miracle, that even though that cancer outcome usually does not look good, that, that God will make him a miracle for his glory.
Yeah. I was going to ask Lily if they have a sense of, you know, what, how this is going to progress. You seem to maybe have some insights provided by the medical team that this is really going to be a real challenge. We'll certainly pray. We will pray for this miracle. You mentioned Armando, and you called him an amazing, God-fearing man. And what's beautiful is, as you described him now, how he's handling the situation, God allows this sometimes for his greater glory and even for, you know, the souls of those who go through things like this, but also for those around them. And this is really going to be an opportunity for Armando to be even more amazing, to be even more God-fearing. We are going to pray for that miracle, and we're going to pray that as he bears up underneath this with great honor and dignity and with a great faith life, that so many other souls are touched as well, because this could really bring people to Christ and win souls for the Lord if he unites us with Jesus in his suffering on the cross, which Lily, I have no doubt that he is doing. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't agree more, Lily, what Jerry said. He said it so powerfully, and it was beautiful. But Lily, I agree that your heart and what you're sharing around Armando is so precious to God. And so I love that the community is coming around him. And so he's in a blessed place. He really is, because he has his faith and he has the community around him. So Lily, please keep us posted. And I also put any intentions you might have, personal intentions, in the book as well. Okay?
Definitely. If you can put my son, I would truly appreciate it. He's had a couple of health issues with some back pain. And I would definitely appreciate you putting him in the book also, in our family. But definitely Armando and his family as we go through these next steps. And I think God's going to do a miracle. And in September, we'll be starting our Bible study that Armando runs.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow. Very cool. Okay. We've got it, Lily. Keep us posted. Thank you so much for sharing with us, because we feel so honored. You know, when we're brought into these very, you know, private, you know, deep moments in people's lives, this we build the bond together as a family. And so we take it very seriously, folks. And Jerry, we've got more. I just want to share one other thing real quickly. Website, we're getting a lot of prayer intentions coming in. I'm getting them all logged in, also on social media as well. So nobody's going to be left out.
Okay, Maria now is joining us from Santa Clarita, California, listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Maria.
Hi. Yes, I would like to ask prayer for my son, Victor. He has mental problems, and he's in denial, and his life is just out of control. As we speak, he's waiting for court for public drunk, being drunk in public. And it's just so often, so many bad things.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we can hear how deeply this is touching you, Maria. And it's very, very understandable. Did you say Victor is your son's name?
Yes.
Yeah. Has he sought out professional help? Because this is a kind of situation that really it's tough for somebody to go it alone on this. And even with you know, support family around them, oftentimes getting some kind of professional help can be very, very key to a turnaround and a return to better mental health. Has he done that, or is he open to doing something like that?
No, he's not. That's the problem. The only help that he seeks is alcohol, and that only gets him in so much trouble. Mm-hmm. He's so alone. He doesn't have any friends. He's getting older every day, and he's just so unhealthy. He has knee problems. They were supposed to do surgery, but I think they see how it's almost like the hospital see him like he's not even worth the trouble. So he's just limping away. He has a horrible hernia. I mean, this ball sticking out of his stomach, and they won't do anything either. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. fun, like watching him die little by little.
Sure. Right. Maria, we can hear the tremendous deep pain in your heart. But this is going to sound strange, but since Victor won't get help, would you consider finding somebody and getting help so that you can possibly add new resources or ideas to the conversation that you might have with Victor when he's ready? Because a lot of times they say that if you can't help that loved one, we should get help ourselves so that we can get stronger, we can be ready when things happen. And so, Maria, you've got to stay strong, because you're that lighthouse. Okay, you're that stable force. And so you've got to build yourself up in prayer and in well-being so that you can get through this. And God will provide, and we trust God no matter what the outcome is. No matter what the outcome is, we trust God, because there's always a reason, and we're not going to know definitely what the reason is until we get to the other side. But we trust and we get stronger in our faith, Maria. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for Victor. We're going to pray that people come into both your lives that can really help the whole entire situation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. But be at peace. You got to be at peace and trust God. Because if you show that, you, even if you don't feel that peace completely, we keep trusting God. Jesus, we trust in you. So we're going to let you go with that. But we've got Rowena in Dallas, Texas. We've got your prayer intentions. Barbara in Gulfport, Mississippi. Trisha in Martinez, Georgia, and the others. And on the YouTube and Facebook, social media. Got everybody logged in. Jerry, we must begin with prayer.
Let us do that. All of your prayer intentions are being included here, and not just in this prayer, but with the Take Two family around the world moving forward today. So be confident and hopefully be consoled if you're going through some difficult or if somebody you know is. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today and with many great needs, with praise reports, with wants, desires, hopes for our loved ones, for ourselves, for the world. Father, there are so many prayer intentions among the Take Two family, and we know that you are a God who is big enough to receive every one of them and to answer every one of them in accordance with your perfect will. And that is what we pray for. So we lift up all of the prayer intentions that got on the air today, those that did not, unfortunately, due to time. But we know that you know who they are and what their intentions are, Father. We just want to give you all the glory and honor and praise for being who you are and for making each one of us who we are. We thank you, Father, for this in the name of Jesus, your divine Son and our Savior. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, Take Two family, now you keep praying, okay? The rosary, adoration, any private prayers, go to Mass. Please go to Mass. It's very, very important. Don't forget to add some fasting. It doesn't have to be just fasting from food. We want to thank the show team, Matt Kabinski, Charles Beery, and Michael McCall. You guys did a great job. The Take Two family, you're awesome. The affiliates that carry this precious show that we can all come together and live out being the body of Christ. Thank you so very much. Jerry, tomorrow we're going to be asking the question, when has God caught you off guard?
Yeah, that's something that I think I put that on the show calendar because a couple of years ago, in November of 2022, actually, God caught me way off guard in putting the vocation to priesthood back on my heart. So I'm back in formation in the Diocese of Orlando. Headed off to St. John the 23rd Seminary in August. Please pray for me. But we're going to ask you, has there been a time when God kind of snuck up on you and did something in your life that caught you off guard? I was going to give the phone number out. We'll wait till tomorrow to do that. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.